The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Betzah has been dedicated anonymously Refuah Shelema of Meir Ben Esther. En narefanalo betoch she'ar chole amu Yisrael. Amen.
Amen.
Masechet Betzah has been dedicated as well Le'ilu Nishmat Sarah Bat Mazal. Ruach Hashem tanihenna began Eden. Amen. We bless our anonymous sponsor that Be'ezat Hashem he should be blessed with arichut yamim, health, osher ve'osher ve'chavod, and Be'ezat Hashem should be zocher in the near future to raise a family and continue all his good work for the community. Amen.
Daf Yod Chet. Today's daf is being studied the Alun Nishmat of Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenechenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied the Refuah Shelema Sarah Bat Rachel. El Narefanala Betoch She'ar Chole Amo Yisrael. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Zayin Amud Bet at the Mishnah. And the Mishnah begins, Ha Liyot Achar Shabbat. If let's say Yom Tov falls out on a Sunday, Bet Shammai Omrim, Bet Shammai says, Matpidin et hakol b'lifnei HaShabbat. So Bet Shammai says, anything that needs tevilah, whether it's a person or whether it's kelim, so you have to dip it from before Shabbat, which means you dip it on Friday. Now again, the reason why a person would have to go to the mikveh before Yom Tov, it's because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Hayav Adam l'taher et atzmo bareged. That the is an obligation for us to go to the mikveh and to purify oneself before the holiday. And therefore, since the Bet Shammai does not want you to go to the mikveh on Shabbat, he says you have to go on Friday. Ubet Hillel omrim kelim milifne Shabbat. Bet Hillel says, while kelim, vessels, you have to dip before the Shabbat, the Adam b'Shabbat. But Adam on Shabbat itself. Now, when it says that Bet Hillel says that Adam can go on Shabbat, which means even on Shabbat he is allowed to go, and we will have to see the reason why Bet Hillel is lenient when it comes to Adam and Mahmir when it comes to Kelim. Beshavim, Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel both agree. Shemashikin etamayim bechli even letaharam. Now we're talking about a case over here, as we read in Nashi. Beshavim shemashikin etamayim. Mishi yesh lomayim yafin leshtot. Guy has good water to drink, clean water. Vinitmeu, and they became tameim. You could take those tameh waters, put it in a stone vessel. Stone vessels do not become tameh. And you could put it in mikveh water. Mikveh water is salty over here. And you dip it in the mikveh. Until some of the waters of the mikveh touch the waters that are in the vessel. So now it becomes attached to the mikveh. Once waters of the mikveh become attached to tameh waters, so they become tahor. As she learned, this works from the law of ziri'ah, like planting. Which means once you take something and you plant it and put it in the ground, it becomes connected to the ground. The same thing over here, it's like you planted the waters in the mikveh. Once they touch the waters of the mikveh, they become tahor. Ubatle agabayu, they become batel to the mikveh. Vetaharo, and they become tahor. Ve'en od tahara b'mikveh, lechol ochel u'mashke ela lemayim. Now, regarding other foods or beverages, they do not become tahor in a mikveh. The only type of beverage that one can mitahir in a mikveh is water, like in the case we just discussed. So again, the Mishnah says, Bishavim, Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel agree, Shemashikin etamayim bechli even letaharan, that we're allowed to place water in a kli even and mashikin, because the water is to touch, and therefore they will become tahor. That can be done even on Yom Tov itself. Comes the Mishnah and concludes, Aval lo matbilin. The Gemara is going to explain that, let's say this person who has this tameh water and he wants to make hashaka, but he also has a wooden vessel that became tameh. It is going to be forbidden to stick the tameh water into the wooden vessel and make hashaka, and at the same time mitaher the wooden vessel. That is going to be asur. That's why they only allowed it through a keli even, which does not mekabel tum'ah. The Mishnah concludes, u'matbilin migav legav u'mehabura lehabura, which literally means that one is allowed to dip vessels from one purpose to another. That's migav legav, mehabura lehabura, from one group to another group. We will wait for the Gemara to explain those last words. Comes the Gemara and says, the Kula Alma Mihad, everybody agrees, Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, Kli B'Shabbat Lo, that it's forbidden to dip vessels in a mikveh on Shabbat. Mai Ta'ama, what's the reason? Amar Abba, Abba says, Gezera, Shimmi Yitelenu B'Yado B'Yabirenu Arba Amot, B'Rishut Rabbim. There's a Gezera that a person might come to carry the vessel in the Rishut Rabbim until he gets to the mikveh. So what are you going to say about a person that has the board, the mikveh, in his courtyard? So he's not going to come to carry four amot b'reshut terabim. What are you going to say in that case? Why is it forbidden? We make a gezera to a case of a guy has the board in his own courtyard, to a case where the board is not in his courtyard. The rabbis made a gezera. Kibra says, wait, Hatinah Shabbat. That explains why it should be asur to dip on Shabbat. Be Yom Tov, Ma'ika Lememar. Why is it forbidden on Yom Tov as well? Our Mishnah said that when Yom Tov comes out on Sunday, you have to dip the kelim from Friday. That means it's asur to dip them on Yom Tov itself. Why should it be asur? It's permissible to carry on Yom Tov. Gazru Yom Tov to Shabbat. So the rabbis made a gezerah from Yom Tov to Shabbat. Gemara says, Umi gazninan, do we make such a gezerah from Yom Tov to Shabbat? Vehatinan, we learned in our Mishnah, Veshavin, Shemashikin, Itamayim Bichli Evin, Itaharan, that it's permissible to make hashaka with the Tameh waters to purify them on Yom Tov, Abalo Matbilin, but we're not allowed to place them in a Tameh vessel to mitahed that vessel in the mikveh. V'i'ita, and if you're going to tell me that we make gezerot, nigzor hashaka atu hatbana, we should make a gezerah that hashaka should be asur on Yom Tov, because you might come to do tevila, which means you're coming along and telling me that the reason why it is asur to dip a keli that's tameh on Yom Tov is gezerah atu Shabbat. So I say, if that's so, hashaka on Yom Tov should be forbidden. Atu tevilah, that's asur on Yom Tov, atu Shabbat. So comes the Gemara and says, which means really, we don't see that by Tevilat Kelim, the rabbis made Gezerot. That's really the question. Which means, just like over here, they didn't make a Gezerah of Hashaka Atu, that you might come to dip the Keli. So therefore, we shouldn't make a Gezerah from Yom Tov to Shabbat. Gemara says, what do you mean? Betispira. Does that make sense? Eat le mayim yafim Hani lamali lemeabad lehu hashaka. Obviously, we're talking about over here a person doesn't have any drinkable water besides this. Otherwise, why would we allow him to make a shaka? It's only because this is the only water he has that is drinkable to him. And therefore, it's the only clean water he has, so to speak. And therefore, we allow him to make a shaka. Obviously, if he had other clean water, we would not let him make a shaka. This is his only drinkable water that he has. And since this is the only waters that he has that are drinkable, he will be careful that what? That they are not going to become tameh. And therefore, since these last waters that he has are the only waters that are drinkable for him, so therefore, he's going to be careful. And if they become tameh, that is something that is not shchiyah, and the rabbis do not make a gezerah on something that is not shchiyah, which means the case of the Mishnah that they allowed hashaka is talking about, obviously, where he had a glass of water, some water, and that was his only drinkable water, and it became tameh. Because if he had other waters, let him go drink other waters. So it's such a far-fetched case that this is the only water that he has to drink, and it became tameh. We're not going to make a gezerah on that case to something else, because that case itself is far-fetched from happening. Etibed, Kavanah says, no, I'll bring another question. Madlin bedli tameh vehu tahor. A person is allowed to draw water from the well, which would be like a mikveh, with a bucket, the bucket being tameh. Now, when he draws the water with that bucket, the dli, the bucket, is going to become tahor. So the Gemara says, v'i'ita, if you're going to tell me that we make gezerot when it comes to tevilah, nigzor, dilma ate le'atbule be'ine, we should make a gezerah that he might come to dip the bucket alone. So the Gemara says, no, shani hatam, מתוק שלא הותרה לו אלא על ידי דליו זכור הוא. It's different. Since the only way we're letting him get this water is through his bucket, so from that alone he's going to remember that it is asur for him to dip regular kelim. So therefore that will also be a reminder to him not to come to dip regular tameh kelim. Now, that she asks a question. But what do you mean? In our Mishnah, we forbade to dip a tameh keli etz and put the water that became tameh in the keli etz to dip it. So that is forbidden. So that she says, v'halodami lematbir kli agabe memav demanitin de'asur v'hatam kol atzmo lo ba'elel taher ben mayim ben kli. There, it's evident he's going with kavanah to mitaher the kli. Hilkach mucham miltad the tvila. That's evident that he's being mitabel the kli, and therefore the rabbis all said it. Why? The tamad the tvila asura mishum did it etkin mitaken kli. It looks like you're fixing the vessel. The high merzi. And that's what it looks like. Right? You're fixing your vessel. That's your intention. Amalacha in akol yodrim shadli tamer. Here, not everybody knows the dli is tamer. On the contrary, they say he's using the dli. It's the bucket, that's how you draw water. Therefore, the rabbis are not going to osir a tameh vessel to draw water from. And they did not make a gezerah, because the fact that they only allowed in a bucket, so therefore the person will remember not to do a regular keli. Etibe, I'm going to give us another question. Kli shenitma me'erev yom tov. The vessel that became tameh from before Yom Tov. Eh, but pilin oto bi Yom Tov. You cannot dip it on Yom Tov itself. Bi Yom Tov, if it became tameh on Yom Tov, but pilin oto bi Yom Tov, you can dip it on Yom Tov. Ve'im hita, if you tell me that we make gezerot when it comes to tevilat kelim, nigzor di Yom Tov, atu di erim Yom Tov, we should make a gezerah that you shouldn't be allowed to dip the keli on Yom Tov, after the case of where it became tameh, before Yom Tov. Gemara says Tum'ah be Yom Tov, Miltah de lo Shchicha Hayu, Miltah de lo Shchicha lo Gazru Barabanan. Tum'ah really on Yom Tov is not so prevalent because everybody becomes Tahor before the Yom Tov. Therefore, such a case is not so prevalent that a Keli is going to become Tameh on Yom Tov. Therefore, the rabbis are not going to make a Gezerah. Etibe, we have another question. Kli shenitma be'ava Tum'ah. So you have a vessel that became Tameh by coming in contact with an avatumah. Avatumah would be, let's say, one of the shiratim that died. So now the keli has the status of a rishon. En matpilin oto biyom tov. It is forbidden to dip that vessel on yom tov. Because since that vessel is tamer from the Torah, because min ha-Torah, a kli, can become tamer from an avatumah, therefore it's min etu mitaken. Looks like you're fixing the vessel. Therefore, it is forbidden to dip that vessel. Bevelada tum'ah. However, if it became tameh by coming in contact with a rishon, the tum'ah, matbilin oto biyom tov. It is permissible to dip that vessel on yom tov. Now, bevelada tum'ah is a rishon. Min haTorah rishon does not make a vessel a sheni. However, the Hakamim put such a tum'ah. And the Gemara says, wait, ve'im ita nigzor ha atuha. Gemara says, wait, we should make a gezerah. If you make gezerot, if you tell me that you make gezerot by kelim, you should say that it's forbidden to dip the vlad, the keli that became tameh from a vlad, from a rishon, atu the keli that becomes tameh from a Ab. So the Gemara says, Vlad Tum'ah Hechi Mashkahaba. Wait, what's the case where a Keli became Tameh with a Vlad? Gabe Kohanim. Can only be a case by Kohanim. Why? Because if a Keli became a Sheni, so what? You can eat from a Keli that's a Sheni. Because regular Hulim food does not become Tameh from a Sheni. The only people that this is going to affect is Kohanim. Kohanim have terumah, and they're going to put it in this keli that's a sheni. Terumah can become a shelishi. So the Gemara says, who are we talking about over here? Kohanim. Kohanim zirizim hem. You know, the Kohanim are zealous, and therefore they're careful. Therefore, we're not going to make a gezerah to the Kohanim. Tashema, come and listen to Amar Rabbi Chaya, Amar Rabbi Chaya bar Asher. Amar Rab, nida, she'en la begadim. Say nida. Her clothes are tameh, tameim, and she does not have any other begadim. But she has to metaher these begadim. But she can't take them off and dip them because she doesn't have any other clothes to wear. So the Gemara says, me'aremet v'toberet v'begadeha. She's able to make a ha'arama, a trick, and she can go into the mikveh with her clothes on. Which means, and this tevilah will work for the begadim that's on her. And it'll be no problem for her to go into the mikveh, because we learned according to Beit Hillel, it's permissible for a person to go to the mikveh on Yom Tov. The Hazush is over here that while she's wearing her begadim, she can go into the water, and the clothes will become teorim as well. Because v'im ita, but if you're going to tell me, you make gezerot, Nigzor dilma atin atpule be'ainayu. Make a gezerah. You might come to dip the clothes by themselves. It says shani atam mitok shelo hutla la'el al yedem malbus zachurahi. But it says the fact that we're only allowing her to metaher those clothes while she's wearing them, so she's going to remember that obviously dipping them in any other fashion is going to be asura. So let's review until this point what the Gemara said. The Gemara gave the reason why it is indeed asur to dip kelim that became teme'im on Shabbat. Rabbah said the reason is it might come to carry the kelim. So the Gemara said, okay, but what about on Yom Tov? So the Gemara says, we gozer Yom Tov to Shabbat. So you see, when it comes to dipping kelim, we make a gezerah. For example, in this case, Yom Tov to Shabbat. Gemara then asked a host of questions where we see we don't make gezerot, and the Gemara answered all those questions. The Rabbah's answer stands that the reason why you don't dip kelim on Yom Tov is a gezerah atu Shabbat. Now the Gemara gives another answer. Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Gezera Mishum Sechita. Rabbi Yosef says that the reason why it's asur to dip kelim on Shabbat and as well as Yom Tov is Gezera that maybe you will come to squeeze the garments out, which is maybe the kelim are going to be like clothes, garments, and therefore when you immerse them in the mikveh, they're going to become drenched and you might come to squeeze them. Sechita is asur on Shabbat as well as Yom Tov. So Amad Abaye Tinach Kedin the Bnei Sechita Minu. That explains Kedin that are subject to the laws of Sechita. For example, garments. Kedin de la Bnei Sechita Minu Ma'ika Lememar. But Kedin that are not subject to Sechita, for example, a regular vessel, why should that be asur? Amale Gezera Hane. Because not gezerah. We're making gezerah on the regular kelim, atu the clothes that are b'nei sechita. So you see, you make gezerah by tevilat kelim. Etive kol hane tiyufta. So the Gemara then asked on Rabbi Yosef all the above questions that we asked on Rabba, where we see we don't make gezerot. V'shani le kedeshani. And we answered like we answered. So therefore, that is the second answer in our Gemara, Rabbi Yosef. The reason why we don't dip kelim that became kelim on Yom Tov, the reason why we don't dip them on Shabbat as well as Yom Tov, is gezerah mishum sechita. Now we give a third answer. Rabbi Bai Amar, gezerah sheme yasheh. The reason is we're concerned if we can allow a person to wait until Yom Tov to dip vessels, if you can allow him to dip vessels on Yom Tov that became Tameim, he is going to wait until Yom Tov when he has some free time. If it's permissible, so I'll wait till Yom Tov. But the problem is, in the interim, we're worried that he might put Terumah or other things in this vessel and it might make it Tameh. So therefore, we do not allow him to dip these vessels on Yom Tov. Tanya kibatev Rabbi Bai, kli shenetma me'erev Yom Tov, a vessel that became tameh me'erev Yom Tov, en matlin ato b'Yom Tov gezerah shem me'yasheh. Again, because we're concerned that he might wait until Yom Tov, and we don't want that to happen, because unintentionally he might put terumah, for example, in the keli before he dips it, and therefore it is going to become tameh. Gemara now gives a fourth interpretation to why it is forbidden to do tevilat kelim the Shabbat Yom Tov. Rava Amar b'penesh nireh k'metaken keli. Reason is gezerat hachamim, because it looks like you're fixing a vessel. And therefore, it's like a melacha. Because if the vessel was tameh, now by putting it in the mikveh, you're making it tahor. It's like you fixed the vessel. Gemara says, if that's the case, Adam nameh. So Adam also, how do you allow a person to dip on Shabbat? He also went in tameh, and he's coming out fixed. So he's fixing himself. Came out tahor. Gemara says, Adam nireh kemekar. When a person goes to the mikveh, it's not evident that he's going to the mikveh to fix himself from tumah. It looks like he's just going into the waters to cool off. So therefore, it doesn't readily appear as fixing himself. That explains, let's say, going into clean waters. You could say, yeah, it looks like he's cooling himself off. But let's say there's dirty waters or waters that have a smell to them. So according to this logic, it should be asur, because people are going to say he's not cooling himself off. He must be going in for the mikveh. Therefore, it's going to be asur because it should be also metaken. Amara says, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Pe'amim She'adam Ba Bishrab. Sometimes the person goes, when he's walking in the heat, V'rochetz Afilu B'me Mishra, and he'll even soak himself in the waters that they soak the flax, which are smelly waters, which means even in dirty waters, people can say, if it's a hot day, yeah, he's cooling himself off, because people do that. That only explains if it's in the summer, meaning in the heat. However, but what are you going to say in the cold months of the rainy season? So people are not going to say he's going into these dirty waters to cool off. Sometimes a person comes back from the field and he has all mud and dirt on him. And he even will bathe himself even in Mota Geshamim, which is referring to these dirty waters. So therefore, even in the cold season, the rainy season, people will assume that he's just washing himself off. And therefore, they won't assume that he's doing it for the Gveh. Therefore, be permissible on Shabbat to dip in those waters even in the rainy season, because people will assume he's just cleaning himself off. The Gemara says, Tinach b'Shabbat. That explains Shabbat. B'yom Kippurim, Ma'ika le'memar. What are you going to explain on Kippur? What's the question? Well, we know that it's going to be clear that he's not cooling himself off on Yom Kippur in the waters, because one is forbidden to bathe on Yom Kippur. So therefore, clearly, when he goes into the waters on Kippur, it's clearly he's doing it for mikveh, and therefore it should be asur. Gemara says, Amar Rava, mi'ika midi de b'Shabbat shareh, ob'yom Kippurim asur. So what do you mean? Do we ever find something that's permissible on Shabbat, but on Yom Kippur is asur? It's not so. Ela ho'il, Shabbat shareh, b'yom Kippurim namer shareh. Which means since we say that it's permissible for Shabbat, it's permissible for Kippur as well. Even though the reason might not apply for Kippur, but since Kippur is less stringent than Shabbat, after all, Shabbat is Hayub Sekila, whereas Kippur is only Isur Karet, therefore, it would be permissible for one to go into the mikveh on Kippur, even in a case where a person... You don't have the logic where you could say the guy's cooling off, because cooling off, really, you're not allowed to cool off in the waters on Kippur. You cannot bathe on Kippur. You cannot clean yourself in the waters on Kippur. And therefore, it's only obvious you're doing it for Tevilah. So therefore, it should be like Nidhe Kimitakin. You're right. But since we find that on Shabbat it's permissible, so therefore, we haven't found something that is Mutar on Shabbat and Asur on Kippur. And therefore, it would be permissible on Kippur as well. So the Gemara says, again, this is all answering Rabbah's logic that says that the reason why a person, the reason why kelim are asuted on Yom Tov and Shabbat is because nir'eh kimitaken, because it's like you're fixing. But that reason doesn't apply by Adam. We said by Adam, it looks like he's being cooling himself off. And we gave all different scenarios. And we said, no, it still looks like he's cooling himself off or cleaning himself off. And we said that the reason won't apply to Kippur as well because of the Sevara of Ho'il. So to that, the Gemara says, we eat le Rava Ho'il. Do we see Rava subscribe to the Sevara of Ho'il? Ve'hatenan. We have a Mishnah. Hachoshesh b'shinav. Person, let's say, has a toothache on Shabbat. Lo yigma bahen et ha-homets. He should not sip vinegar through his teeth, because it's going to be evident doing it for the fu'ah. This is in the fu'ah's forbidden on Shabbat. Avam betabelu kitarko. He's allowed to dip the vinegar, let's say, into food and eat regularly. Being the trape and the trape. If he gets better, it's better. He gets better, it's fine. Viramina na'ala. So they ask the question on this Mishnah. Lo yigma upolet. Person should not sip the vinegar and spit it out, because then it's evident you're doing it for the fu'ah. Aval megameya upolet. You could sip the vinegar and swallow. So you see over here, it allows you, in the first braita, it says, lo yigma bahen et achomets. He cannot sip. In the second braita, it says, you cannot sip and spit out, but sipping and swallowing is permissible. So we have a stira and the two Tanaic statements. Amar Abaye, and Abaye said, ki tena name matnitin megama ufoletenan. Which means that what it said in the first Mishnah, that you cannot sip the vinegar, it means sip and spit out. And therefore we do not have a contradiction. So again, Abaye answered, very simple. Both Braitot are saying the same thing. That the first Braitot said that you cannot sip, means you cannot sip and spit out. That's what the second Braitot said, you can't sip and spit out. The Rabba Amar, afidu tema, negameya, uboleya. No, I can learn the first Braitot like we learned, that it's forbidden to even swallow the vinegar, sip the vinegar and swallow it. Still going to be asur. Why? Verakashya. Kan kodim tibud, kan nahar tibud. One case is talking before you ate, one case is talking about after you ate, which means before you ate, before you had the meal, before you made your normal tibilah, that's used to eat in the old days, used to dip their food, so it's called eating tibud. Before you eat, so then it's permissible to sip the vinegar and swallow it. Why? Because people will say, yeah, he's just getting his appetite wet, you know, before the si'udah, so you're swallowing the vinegar, no problem. However, after the meal, then already it's going to be asur, because, say, he ate already. What is he swallowing the vinegar for? Must be he's doing it for the fu'ah. So that's the way Rabba answers. That both cases are talking that it's asur to sip the vinegar and swallow it. However, one case is talking before the meal. That is permissible. And one is after. Now, the imita, if you're going to tell me that Rabba holds up the subject of ho'il, name ho'il, the kodim tibul shari, le'ahad tibul nameshare, which means if you hold up ho'il, you could say that since this is permissible before the seudah, it should be permissible after the seudah, which is what I'm going to say. It's one thing that's permissible at one point of Shabbat, is going to be asur at another point of Shabbat. Therefore, again, doesn't make sense to say that. And therefore, you see what? That Rabba just let's read that. She nema ho'il. Ve'kodim achila shari, dinir'eh, ka'afetz v'glata chometz. Just like we're saying, before he eats. So we're saying when he sips the vinegar and swallows it, it looks like he's eating the vinegar. La halachin anami shari she'en chiluk b'shi'ur shel Shabbat. We're not going to start making a chiluk on the shi'ur of Shabbat. So therefore, it doesn't make sense what Rabba is saying to say that one's before and one's after. So comes the Gemara and says, Hadar be'Rava me'ahi. Gemara says, Rava actually retracted from his interpretation of the vinegar, and now he agrees to Abaye, which means the case of the vinegar is, like we said, that to sip it and spit it out is asur, to sip it and swallow it is permissible. But he retracted from what he said before to say that one's talking about before you ate, one's talking about after, because that wouldn't make sense, because if he held of Ho'il, it should be permissible the whole time. And therefore, we have to say, really, he holds up the Sivan of Ho'il, and the way he answers up the case of the vinegar is like Abaye. Who told you that he retracted from what he said by the vinegar? Dilma me'ah darbe. maybe he retracted from what he said by Mikveh, which means maybe he'll say that really on Yom Kippur it's a sud to go into the Mikveh to dip. Gemara says, no, lo stalka adatach. Netanya kol hoiveh tevilot, and when it's hayav to go to the Mikveh, tovlim kedarkam. They can go in the normal fashion, ben b'tisha be'av, ben b'yom kippurim. Whether it's on the Tisha be'av or Yom Kippur. So you see clearly we have a braita, the Rabbah is not going to argue with a braita, that allows a person to go to the Mikveh on Yom Kippur. Now, even though it's clear he's not doing it to cool himself off or bathe, but since it's permissible on Shabbat, it's permissible on Kippur. Rabbah must subscribe to that. So if he holds a vu'il, we must answer that the case of sipping the vinegar is like abaye, that sipping to spit out is asur, sipping to swallow is permissible, and therefore Rabbah's answer stands, which was the answer that he said, that the reason why it's asur to dip kelim is because of mered kimitaken, which is not, does not apply by Adam, certainly on Shabbat, because it's mered kimikav, it's like he's cooling himself off, and will not apply to Kippur as well because of the Sevara of Hu'il. Gemara continues, V'shavin she'mashikin et ha'mayim b'chli even. So he said it's permissible to take waters that became Temi'im, put them in a stone vessel, and make hashaka in the mikveh. And then the Mishnah said, avalo matbilin. So the Gemara says, my avalo matbilin. What does it mean in the Mishnah when it says lo matbilin, but you cannot immerse, you cannot dip them? Amar Shmuel, en matbilin et hakeli al gabei memav letaharo biyom tov, which means one would not be allowed to take a vessel that was tameh, put these water in the vessel, for example, a keli ayetz, and while making hashaka on the waters, simultaneously be mitaher the keli. That is going to be asu. So it says, aval lo matbilin, it's a suit of Avi the Gemara, Mashmuel, and Matbilin the Keli al Gav Memav, with its waters, the Taharot, the Metahed, the Keli, Beyom Tov. That's going to be a suit. So now Gemara says, Mani Matnitin, who's the author of our Mishnah? Lord Rabbi, the Lord of Banan. It's not Rabbi and it's not the Banan. Why? The Tanya, we have a Braita. And Matbilin the Keli al Gav Memav, the Taharot. One is not allowed to be Tovele Keli, with its Tameh waters in it, on Yom Tov. Ve'en mashikin et tamayim b'chli eben letaharan. Nor can you make hashaka in a kli eben. Devrei Rabbi. That's the opinion of Rabbi. V'achamim omrim, matbilin kli al gabei memav letaharo. It is permissible to matbil a kli that became, to matbil a kli that became Tameh with its waters, in order to metahir it, u'mashikin et ha'mayim b'chli eben et ha'aran. Furthermore, you can make hashaka. So these are the two opinions regarding this subject. Again, Rav says, Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? Irabi kashi hashaka. Because our Mishnah says hashaka is permissible on Yom Tov, and the Beraita says that hashaka is asur. Right, the Braita said the ein mashikin et ha'mayim b'chli eben. So therefore, cannot be the B, because again, our Mishnah's matira shakan yom tov in a kli eben, and the Braita was also ira banan kasha hatbala, where our Mishnah was also to be metabel a tameh vessel with water in it. Tametahir, it would be asud, where Hakamim say it's permissible. So who's the author of our Mishnah? I could say it's either one of the two opinions. How? If you want, I can say that the Mishnah is Rabbi by explaining the Braita the following. Resha de Braita biyom tov. The Resha of the Braita that says one is not allowed to matbil a kli with its water, that's talking about Yom Tov. Good, that would be consistent with our Mishnah. V'sefa b'Shabbat. And the end of that braita that said, Hashakaz asud, that's dafka on Shabbat. V'chula matnitin b'yom tov. And our whole Mishnah is talking about Yom Tov. And therefore it's consistent with Rabbi, which means, Tevila al-gabe me'mav is going to be asud on Yom Tov. good, but Hashaka permissible on Yom Tov. Because the Braita, when it said Hashaka, the Asur was only on Shabbat, but Yom Tov is permissible. So the Braita means the B can be the author of our Mishnah. You say that our Mishnah is all talking about Yom Tov. Or we could say Rabbanan. I could say what? The opinion of our Mishnah is the rabbis. V'chula matnitin b'Shabbat. And I could say that our entire Mishnah is talking about Shabbat, which means when the Braita said, according to Rabbanan, Rabbanan said, matbilin kli al gabe memav v'tahara, which is allowed to be matbil a kli al gabe memav. So we'll say that that's talking about Yom Tov. And our Mishnah that forbade it is talking about Shabbat. And that which he said, Hashaka, is permissible on Yom Tov and Wadin b'Shabbat. So our Mishnah also saying that Hashaka is permissible on Shabbat. So therefore I could say that the entire Mishnah is referring to Shabbat, which means on Shabbat, that's when the Chachamim made a difference between Hashaka and Al-Gabe Memav in a Kli, which means Hashaka will be permissible and Hatbara Al-Gabe Memav will be Asur. And therefore could be following that opinion. I just read the first three lines of Rashi on Yud Chet Amud Bet. Ve'ibayet emam matnitin rabbanani. I can say the Mishnah is rabbanan. Ve'chula matnitin b'Shabbat. Hilkach hatvala asira v'ashaka ashara k'rabbanan. Dr. Rabbi, the Amri mashikin et tamayim b'chli even the taram b'Shabbat. That when they said in the Braita, Hashaka is permissible on Shabbat. Hashaka u'desharia. Hashaka is permissible on Shabbat. Hatvalat kedim asura, but hatvalat kedim is going to be asur. So therefore, it is consistent with his opinion or their opinion in the Braita. Baruch Hanan Le'olam. Amen. Amen.